Hey, it's Maggie. I can't get to my phone right now. You know what to do.
Dude, Maggie, I have something to tell you. You gotta call me back.
An Australia man once tried to sell New Zealand on eBay.
It might feel like less hard work and more luck, even though you are working your ass off. I'm guessing that's what, like, people who are addicted to gambling tell themselves. Are they lucky, or like, did they work hard too? I don't know. This game's so confusing. Trying to still manifest this beach house situation.
Hey, it's Maggie
and Tia,
and this is
Call Your BFF.
We're back.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
It's kind of weird pre-recording episodes because this is going to be two weeks from now, three weeks.
Think so. We're just popping them out like no tomorrow.
We're like, I know, we're like talking to ourselves in the future. Hello.
Hello, future Maggie and Tia. Hope you're doing well.
This week from the past, did you guys get tornado sirens, like tornado warnings up there? No.
No, we just got really hot, just cold, bad weather and snow.
Yeah. We experienced four whole seasons in 2 days, so.
Literally. And I just want it to be the warm season.
We're kind of over the weather right now. So yes. Hopefully future Maggie and Tia have nicer weather than we do
right
now.
Have their windows open. Can wear less layers. I'm sick of my winter parka, y'all. I'm not made for Wisconsin.
So we also kind of ruined the fact that we could have done Ireland for our St. Patrick's Day country. But we got super excited that we saw Ireland and we did that for a prior episode. So
here we are.
We're gonna get our second best. What was it? The luckiest country?
Yep. So we Googled the luckiest country. And what came up on the very, very reputable Wikipedia said that there's a book called The Lucky Country. Australia in the 60s by Donald Horn is about a book that honestly is more negative than positive, according to the Wikipedia page, but it had lucky in it and it was the second best thing compared to Ireland. So we're going to hit you with some Australia facts.
Yeah. And we had 2 downloads from it. So we figured why not?
I wonder if they live on Bondi Beach.
I want to go to Australia.
I do too. Have you ever, what is it called? I have to Google it. It was so good, and it was in Australia. Instant Hotel. Have you watched that on Netflix?
I've watched, like, one, but it wasn't, like, it was kind of, like, background for me.
Oh, it's so good. So my family and I watched it back when I lived with them after college. And it's Airbnbs in Australia, and it's a competition show where these different hosts go to each other's Airbnbs, and it's kind of like 4 Weddings on TLC, but Airbnbs in Australia. And they have amazing accents, and it's super cool to see, like, different parts of Australia, and they have to, like, they make their, like, Airbnb really pretty, and then they have to book an excursion for everyone to do together. And it was super cool to see just, like, different parts of Australia through this. And also just, like, I love a good reality TV show. So, like, this definitely gave a lot of just, like, the sassiness of people. And it was fun to learn about just, like, different, like, banter and different words that they use.
Yeah.
Compared to, like, what we use. Like, my favorite one that stood out to me, Maggie, was that they call wiener dogs sausage dogs. And one of the Airbnbs is, like, decked out in sausage dogs.
I feel like we should go on that show.
I think we should. We should watch it and we can talk about it.
Yeah, that would be funny.
That's actually not really a fact. That's just a random show.
That's a good cross between, like, reality show and, like, something that you're actually like learning. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'll tell you the 2 that I think are really interesting. 90% of Australians live on the coast.
Well, yeah.
Which is cool.
Big island.
Yeah, it's huge. But there's also a lot of desert, which I didn't realize. So that's why a lot of the populations live on the shores.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either. I forgot who it was. I think it was my roommate, Megan, that had gone there on her CCE trip in college.
Cool.
And they said, like, yeah, the whole middle is all desert. And I was like, yeah. What? It's not, like, rainforest?
I know, that's so weird to me.
But
Yeah. And then this other
one. That kind of goes with one of the facts.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say that kind of goes with this fact that it says Australia is the only continent in the world without an active volcano.
Ooh.
Which I think we looked up last episode, volcanoes. But volcanoes. It's cool. Interesting because it is like a big island. You would assume that there was some sort of like volcano there. So that's kind of interesting.
That is cool. And maybe this is why this fact makes sense. Tasmania, which is an island off of, off of Australia, has the cleanest air in the world. So apparently it's an ideal spot to experience the great outdoors. With air as clean as Antarctica, around one third of the state is a national park or World Heritage protected.
Wow.
So that's cool. And apparently, like, they have a lot of farmland there, a lot of the unique animals of Australia. Tasmania.
I'm sold.
Yeah, I want to go to Tasmania. And the Great Barrier Reef is the largest ecosystem in the world, which is in Australia as well.
I've got an Australia man once tried to sell New Zealand on eBay.
That's funny.
I would love to know the story behind that.
Yes.
Who pissed him off?
How did he think he could get away with that too?
And I have a few states that I would like to sell on eBay as well.
Please. Australia would be so fun. When the Women's World Cup was there last summer, I really wanted to go, but it's expensive. But then I saw Carol's soccer team went as their cross-cultural experience.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, and I was like, that is so cool. I was very jealous, and I was like vicariously like looking at all their stuff. And they like actually like played some games there too. They're probably just like scrimmages, but still super cool.
That's a fun trip. That's right? Like, you never really get to experience something like that, so might as well do it in college.
Right? Yeah, Maggie, you have to get your passport so we can go.
I know. This is just proving, this is all just the hype up to me getting my passport.
Yes. So then,
once we reach 50 countries.
Then we have to get to the point where we travel to each of the countries and do a podcast in each of the countries. This is when we actually start making money.
Yeah, this is becoming quite the expensive hobby.
Yes.
Okay, so transitioning to our theme of St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
We're talking about, is it luck or is it hard work?
Woo.
Which we thought would be an interesting topic to just chat about, chit-chat. Yes. Keep it real. Keep unstructured.
We love it.
With a few Google searches along the way. So I guess, to like start the conversation, do you think that success is primarily a result of getting lucky multiple times in your life or hard work?
For me personally or me in general, or just like in general?
Let's do both.
Okay. Me personally, hard work, because I have shit luck. I do not have good luck. But I think in general, I can be persuaded either way. I think it's a combination of both. I really believe hard work can get you anywhere. There just might be more barriers and roadblocks and like different things that may get in your way. But I think there's a lot of luck in it too, of like, am I in the right place at the right time? Did I run into like this random person at the right time? Like, I think about all the times I talk to the random people that that's somehow going to help me someday. We're trying. I try every day.
That's such a broad question too, but I feel like there's multiple instances of like my own like career path that I could say have gotten just lucky per se, especially like starting my own business. And I haven't really had to put myself out there more than just kind of connecting with friends and family and using references.
Yeah.
And so I think like for the most part that can come across as like, oh, you're just lucky that you know people. Or that you have a big like circle to, you know, pick from and network from and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, so I see that point. It's not that I don't work hard, but it's also like getting lucky of having like a, hey, this person really likes me and respects me. And then they send my contact information to somebody else where it's like, I didn't have to do a single thing to get that client, but I was just a genuinely nice person and did my job. And so, yes, sometimes like stuff comes to you like that. But on the flip side, then there's also, I know at a point in time, it'll have to be more of like putting myself out there more and like working a lot harder once I've exhausted all of the friends and family method.
But you've also worked really hard to start it up though too. Cause I think like even like, yes, per se, that could be lucky. And I guess like when I think of lucky, I think of like a stupid luck. Like I think it has like no effort.
Coincidental. Whatsoever.
Yeah, like more coincidental. Yeah. Whereas like when I think of your business, like a lot of this has been like a lot of your hard work. And like, yeah, it's lucky that you have really amazing like people in your life that are supporting you. And like word of mouth can travel so fast. And I think especially nowadays with like social media and like all those different things, like it might feel like less hard work and more luck, even though you are working your ass off.
Right. Yeah. But then with multiple instances of my job in social media.
Yeah.
It's all luck half the time.
It's a gamble.
It's a gamble.
Whenever I think of luck and you, Maggie, I think about the very first time we went to bingo at Carol and you won the big flat screen TV. And the very last time we went to bingo, you won the biggest prize, which is like an Airbnb or VRBO gift card or something like that.
Yeah, it was and I'm like $200 of gift card. Luck. I don't think I've been to any bingo since, but I should probably go back to bingo.
You probably should. I like never win anything. And recently I won Sabs's cousin has the Scentsy brand and she has like a Facebook page for it. And there's one random one and I like never interact on it. And the one time I decided to, it was like a snowball fight and you had to write snowball. And as soon as she wrote fight, whoever did it before won. And I won. And I wore a car freshener. And it's the coolest smelling thing ever. And I was like, oh, hell yeah. It's my lucky day. I felt so cool.
I won something. Finally, some luck.
Yes. Car freshener. It smells super good. And it's like, smells like home. Which my home doesn't smell like that. But I want it to. It's a good smell.
It would be nice if it did.
It would be a beautiful smell.
So this like kind of rolls into that first question, but can luck be manufactured or created through hard work and determination? So could you work hard enough that you've kind of created luck for yourself?
I'm guessing that's what like people who are addicted to gambling tell themselves. So I work really hard and go every day. I'm bound to win. So
is this episode going to end with us with a gambling addiction? TBD.
TBD. I will tell you probably not because it makes me so guilty spending money on things that I may not get back.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a good lucky look. I think people though who like feel lucky, and maybe this is like a part of the manifesting, like if I feel lucky, I'm going to do well. Whereas like for me, when I go gambling, I'm so pessimistic of like, this is such a waste of time and money. That I think it's just going to go poorly. So maybe I'm truly manifesting.
Maybe it's all mindset.
It might be. So next time I go with Brady's family, I'm going to tell myself I'm going to win. This is not a waste of time and energy. I should not feel guilty about this. And we'll see how I do.
I'm going to win.
I'm going to win today. I guess I see hard work and luck as very different things. Where I don't know if you can create luck.
No.
I feel like it's so coincidental.
And yeah, I was just going to say, luck is such a hard like word, I think, to define in itself, because I just think of it as being coincidence. I'm just going to actually look up the definition.
Not us Googling again.
Us using Google?
Never.
Live? No. So the Merriam-Webster dictionary, we've moved on from Tia's Googling of Wikipedia. we're going straight to the source.
Yeah, we're getting like hard facts here.
Says that luck means to prosper or succeed, especially through chance or good fortune. So.
Okay.
A chance or happenstance.
Happy dance?
Happy dance? If something happens from pure good luck, it seemingly comes out of nowhere based only on fate and not on anything you did to make it happen. Which is that like coincidental piece where.
Yeah.
Like you said, you never know when you're going to like run into somebody that's like, hey, I'm selling my beach house.
For $5.
For $5. Sold. I'm giving it away to people that look homeless. And you
look like you could fit the
that description.
Gladly.
But I also think we talked about this in another episode. It might have been our last one.
Yeah.
With like coming upon like some, like just being happy that you like left somewhere at the right time or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you didn't get into a car accident and like stuff like that, where it's like that fate and circumstance and which is also kind of luck piled into that. So I think it's hard to like, are we talking of like general luck or is it like success in life luck? Because I think that there's a lot of coincidence that could happen if you're in the right place at the right time.
Or the wrong place at the wrong time. Like or I was wrong like, what popped up time. Into my head was like, I wonder what people who had like really close to near-death experiences would say about this. Like, was it luck? Was it you persevered and worked really hard to get through it? Like, I think about that one guy who was like rock climbing and then got his arm stuck in the rock. And didn't he have to like,
he had to, like cut it off?
Yeah, he sawed off his arm. Like, I think about like, would he like say that was a lucky situation? Or was that like a situation he worked super hard to stay alive?
Dang. Yeah, that's.
And we may never know that because I don't even know his name. We can't reach out to him.
Should we Google? We're it's never going to get through this episode.
Tally, how many times do we Google?
I think that like same premise too, like, and maybe this is getting to like privilege political piece, but
yeah,
like where you grow up and the country you live in and the parents that you're born into, like if we're going to go to basics of birth,
yes,
like it's by complete circumstance that we, for whatever reason, chose to be the ones that are with our parents.
Right.
You know, like, I don't know, just circumstance.
That's true.
We could have been born in Argentina.
Right.
You know, and then would we have had, like, yes, we would have had a much different life. So it's weird to see that, like, kind of societal role, I guess, in it too, because, yeah, addressing, like, the white privilege of living in the United States is definitely, like, would be considered maybe lucky to most people that aren't that.
I even think about, like, I feel really lucky to have, like, my parents because, like, a lot of parents who are teenage parents either don't follow through with the pregnancy, try to have the child but, like, maybe give it up for adoption or do it and are divorced. And, like, all of, like, the negative things that we generally hear. But, like, my parents are still together and are still thriving and are amazing. So, like, I always feel really lucky to have my parents because I could easily not exist.
True.
Based on, like, where their life circumstances were at that time. And they chose to have me and keep me. And they've chose to, like, put their relationship first and really work together and have shown, like, what it is to, like, persevere and have that hard work to be able to get there. So like, I always feel really lucky about that because I know there's other people who are in similar situations and don't feel lucky about their circumstance and the more that they had to go through because parents weren't together.
Right. Or they've had to like crawl out with a lot of hard work just to like get out of a situation that wasn't the best. Yeah. It's interesting too.
And I think that is like such like a way you're raised, but even just like culturally, like what our culture views as like lucky. And I think like for me, when I think of lucky, I think of someone who's like rich off their ass, like doesn't have to do anything. And like,
yeah,
just like money driven, I guess is where my money, like where my, I think of luck or like good health or things like that.
Yeah. I think of somebody that's just constant, like go with the flow, no worries. Like there's never a like, yeah, I'll just take off work or, yeah, I'll go on this vacation. Yeah, like nothing really like is in their way. At least that, you know, that's what they portray. Obviously, that's a whole nother conversation of if that's what their life is really like. But yeah, like the luck to be able to just, oh, do you want to come to my beach house this weekend? Like,
yes.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm already there. What are you talking about?
Yeah. What? You mean my
beach house? Do you want to come to your beach house?
Yeah, this one makes a point of like, how do external factors such as economic conditions or political systems impact the role of luck versus hard work in achieving success? Another one that I feel like we've hit on in the past too, of like,
yeah,
the life you're born into, kind of the same conversation we just had, but like the life you're born into and like how you get to like a place in both of our lives where at this age, you know, late 20s, people are all kind of on like the same playing field for the most part, because even if you were born into, you know, wealth or something, like you're still now at a point where like you need to have your own job and like move out, and like if you're still using daddy's money, I guess that's fine, but you're still having to like go do stuff on your own. So it kind of levels out at some point, but there are so many people out there that like got lucky along the way and like, you know, got in, like went to a private school because they had the money for it. And then they like were, did this and did this and got into school because of an alumni. And then on the other side, you have somebody that worked hard since kindergarten to be able to make it through the school system.
Right. I think it's wild.
Probably never feeling that lucky.
Right. And I think like luck is very much like what you think it is too. So like, I don't even know any good example. Oh, okay. So there is a new game show on TV because I love a good game show. And it was called The Floor. Have you heard of that one?
We watched that.
Oh, yeah, we did. Okay, the season finale was this week.
I was super into it.
It was so good. And it's on Hulu. And I watched it this week. And it was so intense. And I'm like, this is straight up luck. Because the each person had, like, their own category. And, like, they, like, or that quote-unquote expert in. And honestly, all of it came down to, can you not crack under pressure? And can you just beat out the person across from you? And there's this one person who had like almost all of the squares on the floor, and like the third to last round before they would win all the money, he lost. And I was just like devastated. And I was like, he worked so hard and that person just got lucky. But I was like, wait, like, are they lucky? Or like, did they work hard too? I don't know. This game's so confusing. But I think like any game show too, like it is a lot of like luck to like be chosen to like be on the game show and to like try your best in the game show. And like if you win stuff from the game show, like how lucky is that? That's so cool. So
right.
It's like
that's
not
such
like a common thing that happens.
Right. That's such a mix of like both happening at once.
Right. So I guess for me too, I think luck is like for those things that like are not in the norm of my day to day or like other people's norm in their day to day, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I feel like it always comes back to money for me.
Yeah. It's hard because that's, especially talking about like success, that's where like we view success.
Especially in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess like relationship and friendship wise, though, people may say it's like lucky, like, oh, like you met like your soulmate in high school. Like that's so lucky that you've gotten to build all of this time in this life with this person. Whereas like, we've met people like after college and like how
ours has been hard work.
Ours has been super hard work, man. We've been grinding and grinding, man. I think like even that piece, like people can feel lucky, or like people who have had like long lasting friendships, like that feels really lucky too, because there's people who like don't have friends, and people who like don't have friends may be like, oh, Maggie and Tia, they're so lucky to have friends that, like, make a stupid podcast together.
No,
like,
for
so
all
cool.
of you that think this is lucky, this is the hardest shit ever.
And Maggie's doing it all for free.
I meant our friendship. Just kidding.
That too, that too. We've already known I'm the needy friend. I've said it. I own it.
No, but that gets into, like, a different, like, perceiving luck versus hard work in other people too, or like calling it out, or like the whole like, oh, it's not always as it seems. Because yeah, like people could externally be like, oh, Maggie and Tia just like vibe, like they get along, they're great friends, all this.
Yeah,
not that we are hiding anything, but there has been a lot of like hard work through it, because there probably multiple times that we could have both just been like, yeah, whatever, I'm just gonna like distance myself from her for whatever reason.
Right.
But it's like, you know, the whole relationship piece of like continuing to work at it. But there probably are other friendships that it's just, I don't know, luck, like, I don't know, that one's a hard one with relationships, but like looking at somebody else and being like, oh, they like, they're just so lucky. They have such a close bond and stuff.
Right. And I guess like as we're talking about this more, like luck, I'm seeing more in myself as like me wishing I had things that I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see someone like getting that without the hard work, that's lucky. Because, like, I've had to work really hard to, like, earn money to, like, take care of myself and trying to still manifest this beach house situation. Like, when I see people who just, like, get to, like, move and live on the beach, I'm like, oh, I'm so jealous. Like, that's so lucky. But maybe they actually did grind and work really hard to get to that point where they could be in their beach house.
Yeah.
My brain is being shifted.
Another piece is, like, athleticism. And I know, like, just coming from both athletic backgrounds, there's – and being more in a world of, like, seeing the elite side of sports, too, of, like, sometimes there's a lot of genetic luck that plays a role in your success, unfortunately. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And there's a lot of, like, finding – here's something I think about a lot.
Yeah.
How do I know that there wasn't a sport out there that I was better at, that I could have been an Olympic athlete at? I just never had the opportunity or the willingness or knew enough about it to really try. Yeah. But instead I've kind of like, not forced myself, but I've been interested enough in these sports, but I've also tried to force myself into a mold in the, like the terms of running. I do not have a runner's body, quote unquote, but I like enjoy it. And I kind of force myself into this because I like it, knowing I will absolutely never be any amazing runner ever because like, I just don't have the right build for it type thing. I'm unlucky, I guess, in that sense that, and I don't know either. There might be people that work very hard and are able to like combat that differently in different sports, but you know, if you're like, if you're 6'11", you can't be a horse jockey.
No, like, they won't let
you were born unlucky, go play basketball.
That's but, you know, good point though, because like I even think about like all of like my health stuff, like how much that hindered my athleticism, and like I always got hurt, but I also think it's because of my intensity, and I just like go like 100 miles an hour and like don't care if I get hurt. So like a lot of it was probably my own fault, but it's just really interesting of like how, like if I had just a slightly different genetic code, where would I be like athletically? And maybe I'd be worse, who knows? And that'd be sad. So I'm already like, I do think about that a lot, though. But also coordinated at the same time. I never really understood that, like for how athletic I can be, I fall so much. Even like playing, you would see me tumbling around everywhere and just getting back up and going again because I was just so uncoordinated. But as soon as it came to like touching the ball, I was on. It was weird. It still blows my mind to this day. But I, yeah, that does make me wonder, like, what sport could I have been better at?
And then you also look at like Olympians and all these people, and they're easy to say like, oh, Michael Phelps got lucky. Like he had the right coaches growing up and he did all the right things and his
right genes.
I don't know his whole story, but like, I'm assuming his parents had the money to send him to all these camps and stuff.
Right.
Why was his, you know, friend that he grew up swimming with not given the same or didn't have like the same luck as him? And it's like, well, at times that he had to work harder and do all this stuff. But yeah, it's like what separates some of the most elite athletes in the world from other people, obviously hard work,
right?
Not taking that off.
No.
But there's a lot of luck that is, I think I'll say the luck is all in like a genetic piece or like mental.
Which is really things like the genetic piece, like we can't control. That's something like our parents, like
that's
we
on can't God.
Even control either. Yeah, that's on God. God, why are we not Olympic athletes? The audacity.
But that's definitely, hard. I think that's like, and I think that we can relate to the athletic side more for sure than, than the money and the success.
One day.
One day.
One day we'll get lucky.
Yeah. That's, I don't know. I'd be curious to see what other people think on that.
Yeah, me too.
Because there's so much of both in all of it for sure.
There is.
We pick really hard things to talk about.
We do, but we always do really good at it.
We think. We're open to everybody else's opinions.
Just listeners, so I mean,
yeah,
we're doing something right. What's a song about luck?
Googles.
Yep. Oh.
There's something like Get Lucky. get lucky have, or like, something. Oh, yeah.
She's so lucky. Yeah. It's time.
Well, we hope everybody has a lucky weekend, St. Yes. Patrick's Day weekend.
Whatever luck means for you.
Yeah. Work hard, but also
get lucky.
Get lucky. That's that.
We wish you the best. Be safe in your luckiness.